The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hassa, Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Happy Saturday. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, you are.
That's right. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock bringing you information on real estate and finance and always trying to get on interesting guests.
I'm always on that. Always try to get on interesting guests. We do have interesting guests. What are you saying?
Absolutely we do. Absolutely we do.
I think you're just trying to stay interesting.
That's just my stoic Norwegian nature. You know?
I think so, that is it.
Yeah. This guest is, you know, they're all right. You know, it's Paul McCartney. You know, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you would go out of your mind if that was, who was our guest. So, yeah. Okay. Anyway. Well, I want to ask you, and I want to get this out of the way right away. Are you going out of your mind with what's going on with rates?
It's been a little bit of a jumpy world out there right now. I got two things to talk about with that, but the first one is rates in general.
Okay.
And last week, the Federal Reserve did increase interest rates a quarter of a percent.
Yes, I heard.
That's the federal funds rate, and that's a very short-term rate. It's an overnight rate, which will impact shorter-term type loans like your car loans, some business loans. If you have a home equity line of credit.
I know I do.
Anything tied to prime rate. You know, that's going to be impacted by the Fed funds rate. Mortgage rates benefited from that increase.
Big plus.
It helps because what essentially the Fed increasing rates does, it's the financial equivalent of tapping the brakes. It slows the economy down a little bit. It tends to make people pause just a bit, not spend quite as much. And when it slows the economy, the risk of inflation goes down right along with it.
It's like the Prius. Of
no,
I know how much you love Prius.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing like that. But
hate having me compare that to Prius.
Yeah. You know, just kind of an aside. I was up at the Snohomish Classic Car Show weekend ago, and there was a state trooper there. You know, he had a 1928 paddy wagon, you know, on display, and I told him, you know, if you want to raise money for the state of Washington, let guys like me pay money to get in a trooper car and go out and do a pit maneuver on a Prius. Just knock it off the road. It could be a closed track. I'd be happy with that.
You know, you'd be doing that all day long.
I would.
There are so many Prius in this area.
Oh, no. I mean, just give us one that we can just like,
just one.
Just destroy. I'd be happy with that. That would make my day. But
I'm getting a little frightened right now. Let's get you back on track. I wish I'd never said that.
Back to rates.
Never mind.
Anyway, all right. So rates are actually trending upward just a little bit. The national average right now for a 30-year fixed rate is hovering 4.8%.
Oh, wow.
You know, so we're still under the 5 mark, but pushing
close.
Up against it there.
Yep.
A 15-year fixed rate is averaging 4.27%. VA and FHA loans still lower at 4.39%. If you're looking for jumbo financing, those are hovering in the 4.625% range.
Those have been
relatively stable. Well, and here's one of the things that's happening with interest rates, and this is important as a consumer. In the industry, we call it margin compression. And what's happening is as rates have risen, the volume of refinance activity has been dropping nationwide in the mortgage industry. Fewer refinances means lower loan volume.
Mm-hmm.
Purchase business typically increases when the economy is picking up steam, and that's happening, but it's being constricted by a lack of inventory.
Right.
So we don't see the volume of purchase business essentially replacing the lost volume of refinance business.
Well, I know a lot of people right now are actually holding off.
Exactly. And so what happens in the mortgage industry is that means we have overcapacity. We have too many lenders, chasing too few loans.
Wow, that sounds like real estate agents.
There you go, supply and demand. Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah. It's a very similar analogy. What happens in the mortgage industry, though, is we see sort of a race to bottom. Lenders will get very competitive with their interest rates and sometimes actually even price an interest rate at a loss. They're losing money on every loan that the lender makes. Well, that's not a sustainable practice, and eventually that will drive companies out of business. As a matter of fact, if I'm a brokerage company, a lot of brokerage companies use what's called a warehouse line. When they make a mortgage, they borrow money from an institution, and then when they make the loan, they sell the loan and pay back the borrowed money. Well, a lot of these warehouse lines have a profitability factor that they won't lend to this mortgage originator unless they're profitable. Well, a lot of them are not right now. And so what's going to happen is we're going to see companies that will be closing their doors or consolidating, selling, merging, things like that.
Okay, so as someone who is a listing agent dealing with tons of buyers coming in on properties, mm-hmm. I need to be validating if it's a mortgage brokerage.
Well,
potentially.
I don't want to come out right out and say don't accept any offer from a mortgage broker.
I'm not saying that. It's just it's called doing your due diligence.
Right. It is a cause because, for concern at this point.
Right.
And we are starting to see that happening in the industry. We are seeing some layoffs mm-hmm. and things like that. Especially with the big
banks. Point to our listeners though is ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had people who say, okay, if I'm supposed to interview a lender and real estate agent, what kind of questions should I be asking? And right. I'm always saying, ask the hard questions.
Sure.
And they're like, well, how am I going to know if they're lying? I'm like, believe me, you will see their face look stricken
right.
on certain kinds of questions
yes.
when you ask them, because they'll be like, how do you know to ask me
right.
that?
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's so rare that anybody even has the skill set around doing that. And I'm always stunned that so few people ever do it, actually.
Right. Yeah, I spent a few days at a week ago at the Mortgage Bankers Association has of Washington.
Oh, I
has
bet
a,
that was
a
fascinating.
Well, you know, for a numbers geek like me, it is. I mean, we're listening to economic forecasts and all this other stuff. But we're nerds.
I know you
course,
loved it. You got pumped
course.
Up.
But every lender.
You went to go out and crash a Prius right afterward.
I was so agitated. No, every lender out there right now is forecasting a little bit of slower lending volume in the fourth quarter and probably rolling into first quarter. And we have some seasonality with that, you mm-hmm. know, as well. So it's just kind of something to keep an eye on. As a consumer, yeah, you might see some kind of really crazy interest rates offered out there.
Yeah.
They may be legit. Then again, they might not. So just be really careful mm-hmm. when you're shopping. Always get a few different opinions.
Okay. I was going to say, one of the things that people can always do, as we talk about all the time, is they can reach out to us
sure.
if they have questions or they want to get a gut check on something.
Always happy. I did two of those yesterday where, you know, customers called and said, can you just look at this and mm-hmm. tell me if it makes sense or not? I'm always happy to do that. So,
and how would people do that?
Well, they can call me, just 206-915-ERIC or 915-3742. You can also email me anytime, eric@ericismybanker.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. How about you?
People can usually get a hold of me and my team at info@teamreba.com. But if you want me direct by text or phone, 206-910-3429.
Got it.
Yeah, there you go.
So what's your side of that coin, the market? What's it looking like now?
So, you know, we get into a really interesting time period. You know, we've been talking about this for months. We're about half of what is out there is selling in the first week still, and the other half is not. It's taking 3-4, sometimes 60 days. There's a lot more homes that we're seeing on market for a little bit longer periods of time. Like right now, a great example is, you know, we've got a Kent listing that we had multiple offers on this week. And price point wise, I mean, we get it because mm-hmm. first time home buyer price point ranges are still popular because people are seeing the rates going up and they're trying to quickly get into the market. Mm-hmm. What we're definitely seeing getting impacted right now and slowing down are people in kind of that move up range, anything from like 600 to a million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is definitely getting squeezed. And if you don't have like a picture perfect property, like if it has anything wonky about it,
mm-hmm.
unless you price that sucker to go, we talk about this in this coaching group I'm part of. If it's not compelling, it's not selling.
Mm.
And if your place has some, you know, I call it the huh factor. And if you've got a big huh, like, you know, You've got a place that sits, you know, squeezed in between a bunch of other properties off a back alley. There's no curb appeal. It's, you know, there's no, you know, compelling element for the exterior.
Right.
Interior might be fine, but there's some other things where it's like, huh, maybe not. Or like we have a client who's got an issue right now in Fremont. Great little house, but it's big, huh, is there's no connection of the top, you know, main floor to the basement.
Right. Yeah, I know that
and
house. Yeah.
If you know, like everyone comes in, thinks it's a great little house, and they're like, okay, how do I get in the basement? You're like, well, you got to go around through the garage. And they're like, yeah. What?
Hmm. They're not like,
yeah, I know.
Right. Yeah.
And the sad part is you know, you have these situations where people are selling for different reasons, right?
Right.
And if they don't need to sell, sometimes they'll hang on to that price point, and that's one of the reasons you're seeing some of the delay on people making adjustments. The folks who really want to sell, usually you're going to see that price adjustment within a 1, 2, maybe 3 week period at most.
Mm-hmm.
Advice that I give a lot of my clients is try and be ahead of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, so many agents are trained a certain way that especially like if they get to 30
right.
days, you know they've been trained to go out and just like beat
well,
someone over the
I
head.
I know for a fact you've had really good success with that. You know, mm-hmm. that you're having your clients come in maybe with a fairly aggressive offer.
Yeah.
3 weeks in or 2 weeks in.
Absolutely.
Get in there before the,
yeah.
the you know, the seller panics and
yep.
the floods of other offers come in at the day 30
Right, yeah,
because
you don't want to open up your competition.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, and in some cases, you know, but here's the other thing I'm seeing now too, is we've got opportunity for people to try and get closing costs again, right? Because
right.
like we do the first time home
yes.
buyer class and our next one's coming up October 20th, right?
Yes, right.
Doing that down
mm-hmm.
at the Burien Library from
yep.
10 to 3.
That's right.
But, and you can send in, if you're interested, info@teamreba.com. You can get signed up for it. But we have people who are doing those programs with down payment assistance, but now we're even getting them closing costs.
Right, right.
You know, I'm super
right.
excited because Lucky, who's on our team, is now Lucky. She and her husband are buying a house right now. We got them 3% closing costs plus, you know,
right.
other concessions. I mean, it's like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And they're getting
yeah.
down payment assistance. They're literally going to get into a house for almost no money.
We did not see
awesome.
That 6 months ago. We
no,
did not
6 months ago,
happening.
6 years ago, we didn't
right.
see it. So this
right.
is fantastic. It's a good opportunity depending on what position you're sitting in.
Right.
And you got to just be open to the conversation, open to the advice. Where I get frustrated is when there's someone just so still stuck and like, this isn't 3 years ago. This isn't even last spring.
Right, right. But it's not a bubble either, I don't think.
No,
I think
no. It's not just that. We're just getting a normalized market.
Right.
You know, that's the whole thing that we got going on right now is normalized.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
You know, I don't get to say that about you all the time. So at least the market's going that direction, right?
Well, we'll try and get normal when we come back. More of Open House of Team Reba. We've got Robert Maxwell, Hamilton Gardner with us. Stay tuned.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1580. The Answer.